We're here on KSOM, and we're talking with Athletic Director Taylor Morris from ACGC, part of the West Central Conference. Of course, they just lost one of their members in Des Moines Christian, and Van Meter is potentially leaving the conference. Not sure yet what they're going to do, but Taylor, what do you make of the conference now that Des Moines Christian is gone, and what are your thoughts about Van Meter and what their possibilities are?
Yeah, obviously, we were aware of Des Moines Christian growing in enrollment at a fast rate. So that was always a possibility. And with the news yesterday, that's a great fit for them. I think they'll be really, really good in that conference. And Van Meter, they've been invited places that, from what we've heard, nothing's imminent in that domain that they're going to move forward with that. So they're still being the part of the conference here. But yeah, obviously trying to navigate Des Moines Christian losing, leaving after the 25-26 school year. Obviously, it would be an adjustment, and what that looks like, we're not quite sure yet as a conference even.
Yeah. I mean, how do you feel just overall about the stability of the conference? And, you know, are you afraid maybe anybody else might be leaving?
No, we feel pretty confident with the remaining schools here. We're all pretty transparent with each other on what things look like. I think we still have a really solid nucleus, and obviously, you know, Des Moines Christian is one of those top names in the conference. They're really good at a lot of things, you know, so losing somebody of their caliber is not a lot of fun, because you always want to play the best and face the best, and they're really solid at a lot of different activities there. So, as a whole, no, I think we feel pretty stable yet, with what we have still in place. And you know, I think we're all pretty confident that we're going to be in this conference for at least, you know, 5-10 more years the way it sits currently, just based on conversations within, you know, with a few people as well. So I think this would be the conference for a while, unless something drastic changes, you know, which obviously with the landscape of the way things go now, that could definitely be a possibility. But right now, I think what we have here is what's going to stay and continue to be the West Central's conference here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a possibility Western Iowa could lose two members. Audubon and ICAM Manning are considering invites to the Rolling Valley, which means that they're going to be looking for new members. And yeah, they can't go west because that's Nebraska. So if they went east, that you would be maybe first on their list. Have they even approached or even talked to you about possibly, you know, being a replacements there?
I've never had any discussions from my side of it. I'm not sure where the rest is, you know, where it fits for everybody else in terms of administration. But I've never personally myself had any conversation with the Western Iowa Conference. So just trying to figure out, you know, what that looks like. I'm not sure what it would be. So.
Yeah. Obviously what you got to do, what's best for your school, for your district, for ACGC. And right now, of course, you're still a young district, you know, with a Derek Casey and Guthrie Center coming together. You know, just how solid do you feel like where you are right now and, you know, with your current conference and how that's working for your school?
Yeah. I mean, I really like our situation right now. We through the all sports standings through the spring, I think we're second right now. And obviously we can't come up a conference title in boys track. We've been really competitive in every other conference sport, have shown out well, in conference, and like, we're probably a top three, four team in about every single activity this past year in the conference. So we like it. We like the competition. You know, that's the way I sort of am as the AD. Like I like competition, and we get a lot of great competition in this conference. And it's definitely something we enjoy and something that's really helped us and helped our athletes become better as well, because they want to go out there and face the best and try to be the best. And they've proven that time and time again that we can do this in the West Central's conference.
Yeah. Is it alarming? Is it, you know, how do you feel just about conference realignment, you know, and the dominoes that are falling? I mean, one school in the East makes a move and another conference starts inviting people. And, you know, then you start to get movement and, you know, what is that, how's that? How do you react to all of that as an AD, just trying to protect your school's interest?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's always there's always moving parts of that, whether it be where you're located at, more of a rural district, and is your enrollment declining? You know, you get some school districts that see a large boom in enrollment, and that sort of dictates things. A lot of it's just dictated based on that kind of stuff, like where you're at, what you do, what you can offer, all those kind of things. But obviously, realignment is something that, you know, it happens. You're seeing a lot more of it now. And you're seeing moving parts with up in Northwest Iowa as well, with the Siouxland and Lakes Conference sort of coming together, and some of those, the Lakes Conference fully disbanding is a little, I believe, here in the next year as well. So it's obviously something that you try to stay ahead on and game plan, but obviously sometimes you can guess and do those kind of things, but you're no sense guessing. You'd rather sort of see what the what lies ahead, so to speak, and go from there and try to, be proactive, not reactive type thing. So, and what that looks like.
Yeah. Well, it's just interesting to see how it all shakes out, and hopefully the West Central Conference will be strong moving forward. Taylor, really appreciate your time, and enjoy the rest of your summer. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
Taylor Morris, athletic director at ACGC High School, with us here on KSOM.